usage of Napster, Morpheus, and Kazaa. Suspended! The ability to take your hacked Xbox 360 online. Suspended!
Hey, Harry! Hurry over here! They're hustling all these here hooligans into the hangman's noose!
Fair use!
Suspended!
They've finally done it! They've officially outlawed fun!
In a world where it's harder than ever to be a pirate,
we must go to a country where all media is pirated!
Welcome to China! Would you like a copy of Indiana Jones 4?
But that's not even been filmed yet!
We have it anyway! Whoever controls the BitTorrents controls the web!
The final battle begins to make the internet free once more.
Very well! You have saved me from Microsoft's digital locker. Therefore, I shall help you download one final ROM to, once again and hopefully for the last time, save your sexy tomboy bean pole. Somewhere in this country, there's a girl with the HD DVD encryption tattooed on her arm.
That is the pirate code!
We must find her before the East Indian recording artists do! Look, it's the bad guy from the first movie!
I'll help ye find the girl, because apparently I'm good now.
Now they must venture to the far corners of the internet.
If you tell me where the girl is, I'll give you this software, which I assure you is genuine.
Then why is the install code written on the disc with magic marker?
That's a very good question.
And join forces with the video pirate lords to win.
Since the dawn of the internet, there's never been a king of the ROM sites because everyone always votes for themselves.
I will vote for you.
Steve Jobs, what are you doing here?
I have seen the evils of DRM firsthand. I wish to join you in your quest.
Very well. Grab a stack of blank discs and climb aboard.
What news from Los Angeles, Lord Regulus? What does Jack Valenti command?
We have colleges to sue.
If you like downloads...
I am dying. Sexy tomboy bean pole, I bequeath to you my computer. Upload the HD hex codes and save the internet.
Your death will not be in vain!
If you hate copy protection...
I will sacrifice my Xbox to save you!
But then you will only be able to log onto Xbox Live and play with me every 10 years!
Then this is the movie for you.
My ROMs have all been erased. There's nothing we can do.
We can bring back your ROMs from the dead using the Norton Disk Doctor.
I'm a lawyer for the RIAA.
Oh, this should be easy.
And these are my associates.
Oh, bugger.
Video Pirates of the Caribbean 3. At download's end.
Let's see. If you are legally able to play this ROM on an emulator, type OK.
But you don't own that original hardware.
Pirates!
Clogging up theaters this summer.
Hi, and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 21. This podcast is now old enough to drink.
Thank goodness. Although we still are only drinking Diet Pepsi, but...
Right, I only drink during the Sonic Boom podcast, but... Yeah, that's another story. Jason Jones, my podcast co-host, is here again.
Yes, for reasons unbeknownst to me or anyone else.
Today's topic is going to shy away from the socio-economic ones of last time and get more into tech. Our first topic is TV advertisements and spam. Okay, that's not that tech, but question is, why do we still pay for TV when it has ads? Does that make any sense? And what about spam on the email? I mean, it's really annoying. Everyone complains about it. But does it actually work? I mean, who's responding to it? What keeps it going? And then we're going to talk about telemarketing and ads all over the place in the world today. Topic two is called More Games Based Off Movies. Last week or so, it was announced that apparently a Dirty Dancing game is being made. Now, I fully believe that somebody saw our video where Jones was carrying the Wiimote and it simulated carrying a watermelon.
And they're like, damn, that's a good idea.
Is it really that unrealistic to think that could have happened?
Probably, it's entirely possible. Although they're making it like, what, a puzzle game or something, wasn't it?
Well, we can get to that later.
Which is just bizarre.
Yeah, but, I know. Topic three that we just thought of 5 minutes ago. Jones is going to talk about his new shiny black Xbox 360 Elite and his new shiny, well, actually it's matte white HD DVD drive. You know, I have some spray paint if you want to borrow it.
That's okay. I'll stick with this one.
So apparently Jones has made the full jump into HD DVD, unlike the Nintendo Wii.
Ooh, burn.
Innovation is 1930s TV technology.
I could have dug around in my grandparents' garage.
All right, news items of the last 2 weeks. What do you have to say, Jones?
Well, I just thought it was an interesting follow-up, I guess, to our last socioeconomic-laced podcast. I actually bought a new car on Friday, so the Caddy went bye-bye, and I got a nice, reasonably fuel-efficient Pontiac Vibe, which gets like 30 in the city and 36 highway. And it's got a stick, so I can probably get close to 36 with it overall in driving. Because it's really cool. I can cruise around town in fifth gear all the time.
Really?
Yeah. It's a good time.
I've never tried that myself.
So I took the step and cast aside my precious Cadillac and got something nice and cheap and economical. So.
On that token, God, I say that a lot. We see these advertisements. I know you don't watch as much TV as I do because you're too busy playing more video games than I do. But you see these ads, it's like the Ford Escape Hybrid, 28 miles per gallon.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just this kind of larger-than-usual station wagon. So you go into all this trouble to have, like, batteries and all this stuff for 28 mpg.
Yeah, and really it's doesn't have that much more space in it than, like, the car I just bought does.
Right. Any reasonably sized car that has two-wheel drive, doesn't even really need a stick shift, just isn't very big. It's not that hard to get into the mid to high 30s. So
no.
When you see these, I think even like a Prius, which like real world gets 45.
Yeah.
I mean, can you really justify the added cost and the expense of replacing the batteries for 10 more miles per gallon?
I can't justify the added cost, otherwise I would have bought one. But they're like $30,000 for one pretty decently optioned. And
yeah, that's
it's like,
a little...
well, let's see, $30,000 or I could pay the $19,000. Actually, it was like closer to $17,000 after rebates for the Vibe.
So it's brand new?
Yeah, brand new.
Oh, cool.
But it's like, $13,000 difference. Something tells me I'm not going to burn up $13,000 in fuel in the next, 5 years or whatever in the
difference.
That's
one way of looking at it. I mean,
I like, being environmentally friendly and all that, but it's like, you got to look at the economics too, and this was the best fit overall, so.
Yeah.
Does the job pretty well.
I agree, because anyone that thinks we're going to stop using oil in 2009 or some magical year is sadly deluded.
Yeah.
All right, let's see other news items. My official announcement for my gaming headset was made today.
Yes.
Well, today being Tuesday of the 5th of June.
And you even have it sitting in the nice, shiny box over there.
Yes, it's in a box. And the person who won the Guess What It Is contest, I signed a copy of it for him, or a box of it. Now, I was supposed to send that to them as soon as they get their address from the company, so...
Was it somebody from the forums, do you know? Or
I have no
somebody
idea.
Else? Don't know?
Sorry.
Well, I just figured you never know.
I can't say the name. Yeah, I might have been. Oh, well, the Midwest Gaming Classic is this coming weekend.
Oh, yeah, speaking of news.
And, Jones, you're going to try to make it on Sunday?
Yep, I should be there Sunday. I would be there Saturday, but I got to go to a goddamn wedding, so.
It's only 40 minutes from here. It's not that far.
It's not
bad. Economical walk. Yeah, that's a fair shake out of Milwaukee. It's actually probably only about 10 miles from Johnson Creek.
Oh, really? Yeah, that ain't bad, then.
No, it's not bad at all. That's going to be this week. I'm probably going to be pimping it on my site pretty good, which my site is, benheck.com. Obviously, you know that. That was a very redundant thing for me to say.
Well, yeah, you're that Ben Heck guy.
See the press release for my headsets?
Yeah, it says Ben Heck, yep. You really should just go right down to the courthouse and just get it changed. You've, turned into Madonna now. You're just
so
Ben Heck.
I've read in interviews that Jennifer Lopez doesn't like when people call her J-Lo.
Yeah.
She's like, that was just the name of an album. I'm going to shake my ass. And you see that new movie commercial she has? Or she's in some new movie about some, dead singer, of course.
Oh, of course.
There's a topic you and Dale should do. They should, how they have to add Oscars for, best animated song or best animated feature?
Best portrayal of a
dead celebrity.
Person, yeah. They might as well. They make enough of the goddamn things, so.
Right. Anyway, apparently there's some... She's in some new movie about some dead singer. Maybe still alive, I don't know. So anyway, she's standing in front of a television, shaking her ass. And her boyfriend's like, hey, baby, move your ass so I can see her shake hers. And she's like, this ass you can have.
Are you serious? Oh my god, we gotta like watch that after we're done here. This is hilarious.
I don't know what DVD it was in front of. God, it wasn't Flags of Our Fathers, was it? No.
Oh god, if they sullied a Clint DVD like
Clint's
that.
Like, what the hell is this Jennifer Lopez movie doing in front of my movie?
Heads are gonna roll.
Anyway, I guess I've read that she complains about that, so I guess I can understand that now, so...
Well, when Whatever. You make your living for shaking your ass, I guess you can't really complain about much of anything, so...
Shaking your ass and shanking Ben Affleck.
Or whoever. I guess it's Mark Anthony these days, or whatever his
name
is.
Oh, and he's in this movie.
Well, of course.
Naturally. Okay, you got anything else? Gaming news? Not heavy-handed?
No, I don't think there's anything too exciting. Shaken.
Well, we're going to talk about... You've been playing Forza 2. We could talk about that in Topic 3.
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay. I see people are, like, making paint jobs and whatever online. You see, like, whenever there's, like, a new paint job, they put it online.
Yeah, you can actually go out on the site and do the auctions and everything right on the website.
But you can create your paint jobs using bitmaps or something, or what?
I don't know. I don't know if you can do it on the computer or not. I guess I'm not sure. Otherwise, in the game, you do it, like...
Maybe you could put it in a thumb drive that has some JPEGs on it from your computer.
Yeah, no, because I saw somebody had a car that had, like, the Goombas from Super Mario Brothers on it and stuff, and I was like, God, how the hell did they do that?
You should look into that.
Yeah, that could be pretty sweet.
Okay. Yeah, you can make the official BenHeck.com podcast racing car, or Fistful. Yeah, your site's getting filled out pretty good. It's filled out nicely like Elijah Dushku. Remember that?
Yes, Elijah Dushku returns.
Hey, speaking of young actresses, what's up with Lindsay Lohan? She like looks like she's like 35 or something already.
I don't know if that's the cocaine talking or what's going on.
You see that some vodka company was going to like sponsor her 21st birthday, but they pulled out.
I saw there were like four or five companies that were like sponsoring her 21st birthday. It's like, how do you get your birthday sponsored?
Well, another. You gotta think about an alcohol company. It's like, okay, we're sponsoring the 21st birthday of someone who's been to rehab
in
twice,
and out
but
of rehab.
Not even old enough to legally drink.
Yeah.
Maybe exactly. It was like, I don't know if it was Smirnoff, but it was some vodka company, like, pulled out. Poor Lindsay Lohan.
Absolute or somebody, I don't know.
She died as she lived.
Yeah, I saw some headline about that the other day, and it said, Lindsay Lohan likes rehab, in quotes.
Maybe she hangs out with Mel Gibson in there.
Yeah. They said something where her publicist was like, oh yeah, she's really liking rehab because she can, you know, get away from all the media and all that. And it's like, oh, Jesus.
Amazing.
Yeah. Leave it to a celebrity to spin rehab.
We all know the ultimate celebrity who entered rehab. Of course, Bela Lugosi. I have been addicted to morphine for 20 years.
The Demerol Chaser.
I made him some booties. They are black to match his cape.
Yes.
That movie rocks.
Hell yeah.
We're of course talking about Ed Wood, one of the finest films ever made in the history of mankind.
Damn straight.
Okay, I guess we should start on our topics now.
Sure.
Topic one, TV advertisements and spam. Remember when spam was lunch meat and not some...
Long ago.
What do you think Hormel thinks of, you know... Hormel meat company in Minnesota.
Maybe they indirectly get some sales off of this or something, because the term spam is, you know, out in the culture even more now, so...
I kind of like spam, actually.
I've never actually had it.
Really?
Yeah.
We should fry up some spam burgers one of these days. Although, never put salt or anything salt-y on spam, or it basically turns into a salt lick. Because it's already, like, mostly salt. If you cook it right, it's not bad. Here's a fun fact.
It's the Wonder Meat. To go with Wonder Bread.
Right. There's a Culver's in Hormel, I believe.
Oh, really?
Not Hormel. I think it's Austin, Minnesota.
Okay.
I don't know. I can't remember the exact name of the town. There's a Culver's right next to the spam place. And I remember back when I was doing their menu boards, they actually requested to add a spam burger hamburger on the menu board. And I thought that was quite funny.
So do they have like a spam butter burger?
Yes, it's like
they just replace...
You take a slice of spam and you throw it in there.
Nice.
It's not bad. I mean, I like crappy processed food like that anyway.
Yeah, what the hell.
Anyway, so that has nothing to do with Well, I guess it kind of...
Oh, it has everything to do with it.
You're right. Okay, I'm sorry. Spam was kind of like one of those words like Jell-O, you know, that is kind of in the public domain, even though it's a brand name. Because, you know, people don't realize there's something called Treat, which is like a fake Spam.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if Spam is the meat scraped off meat machines, Treat is the meat scraped off Spam machines, probably. Okay, off topic. I read a thing last week where TV executives or whatever who have no basis in reality said that many people are DVRing the shows, digital video recording the shows, and skipping through the commercials. And this is causing a revenue problem with the advertisements, which is why they're trying to put more ads and product placement into the shows themselves to offset the losses.
Yeah, because, you know, I buy so many products based on the fact that they're in a show or I see them while I'm watching a show.
But that's just you.
Yeah, I know. I guess I'm odd that way.
Hmm.
You gotta wonder how effective that stuff is. I mean, obviously it must be because they wouldn't do it otherwise and spend the money, but... I mean, it's like, does anybody, you know, really watch, like, a naked baby running across the floor and decide they need to buy some carpet spray or something or whatever the stupid commercial might be?
Or someone watching TV and ads like, ask your doctor about this fucking medicine.
Yeah.
Like, oh, picks up the phone, beep, beep,
yeah,
beep,
this
beep,
medicine
beep.
That there's no way in hell you can spell or pronounce the name of.
Profion.
Coming to a theater near you.
Yeah, you're right. I would have to say the only ads I ever really think are very effective as far as, like, making me want what's on the ad is McDonald's ads. And not necessarily the TV commercials, because the TV commercials try to be so hip-hop and, like, urban.
But when they actually show the food.
Right, or the billboard or whatnot.
Yeah.
That will actually make me hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, like when I'm going back to Center and stuff, you know, there's that Culver's billboard outside of Arena.
Oh, the
there.
One that's been there for ages, the big burger?
And you'll see that goddamn thing, and it's like, damn it, that looks good. Every you go
well,
past
it. Is good.
Yeah. And so you're already in your car on the way somewhere, and you're going to drive past a Culver's within, like, 5 miles of where that sign is. So you might actually act on that impulse then.
That's a good point.
Whereas if I'm sitting in my living room, you know, watching a McDonald's ad, it's like, well, I might get off my ass and go to McDonald's, or I might just stay on my ass.
What about car ads? Because every ad on TV is either for a car, a pill, or a cell phone.
Yeah.
Now, you're a car guy.
Yeah.
What do you think of car ads? I mean, do you see a car ad and you're like, oh, I want to go buy that Mercury Milan?
Well...
I know you probably... You'd never buy a Mercury, but...
Hell no. Yeah, I don't
Bad
know.
Example.
Yeah, but... Yeah, there's very few car ads that really interest me, because usually they're, like, trying to sell features that I could give less than a shit about. I mean, every now and then I'll see a Cadillac ad that's kind of cool. Like, they had that one when they were advertising their V-Series cars, which are the high-performance ones, and they had it where the car was, like, backing into a tunnel, and it was like it was being loaded into a gun, and then it just, like, blasted off, like it was being fired out of the chamber.
I saw that one.
And so that was kind of an interesting one, but most of them it's like, oh, look, you can fit 80,000 people in this, and, you know, oh, you can ram into a building at 40 miles an hour, and you will probably live, or whatever, and it's like, who cares? But the ones where they have, like, more fun with the commercial, I think, are more interesting, but I'm not going to watch a commercial and be like, oh, yeah, I should run out and buy that Ford Fusion. You know, yeah, I should do that. I mean, it might make me think, I should go look that up online. So I guess maybe it gives you a little, might give you a little nudge if you're shopping for a car, but I don't know. I'm so into cars that I've got car magazines and I look online and crap anyway, so I know about
them.
It
seems
like
things on TV should be more for impulse purchases than...
Yeah, like smaller ticket items.
Because if you see a TV ad and that's like, oh, I'm going to go buy a Ford, you base everything off that, you're kind of an idiot, because you should probably research something that costs, you know, tens of thousands of dollars.
Although my dad is a car salesman, and he said, you know, it's surprising how many people will just come on the car lot and they'll buy a car because it's red or something. Like, they just like the color or, what, you know, just some goofy thing that you would never think would be that important. But, you know, there'll be a car that's, like, what the person wants, but it's not red. And there's one over here that's a totally different car, but it's red, and they'll buy that. He said that happens way more than you would ever believe. And I'm like, wow. Because it's so easy to educate yourself these days with the internet. You know, you can find out what you should be able to get for your trade-in very easily, mm-hmm. what you should be able to buy the car for, all that crap.
KBB.com.
Yeah.
Kelley Blue Book.
I mean, there's so many ways to figure it out, and you can go on eBay, you know, and see what stuff's going for on there. And
mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny how people are kind of blind like that. So we're probably not the best example of the consumers that these ads are trying to hit. But to get to the point of the topic, why should we have to pay for cable, but at the same time we're paying for cable, we're also having to pay for these ads that show up on there?
You know what the excuse would be if you were to ask a cable company?
Well, cable would be, you know, $30 more a month or
exactly.
whatever if we didn't have these ads. Blah, blah, blah. It's just like the same bullshit they use at the movie theater, which is my big pet peeve, where now you get, like, these... What is it? Is it the Sierra Mist commercials you get all the time? And then there's usually a car ad. There was that one... Yeah, there's that
yeah,
damn...
PepsiCo seems to...
Yeah, Pepsi,
maybe I
too.
Shouldn't say this, but... You know, since I'm such a sellout, I shouldn't rip on corporations, but I do anyway.
But it's like, you know, you go to the theater and they use the same bullshit there because they're like, oh, well, blah, blah, blah. You know, if we didn't have these ads on the front of the movies, then your ticket would cost like $2 more or whatever. But meanwhile, every year the ticket goes up like 50 cents.
Does Pepsi give the theater money for those? Or
I suppose, like the theater chain, you know, like Marcus Theaters or whoever must get
chunk
of money.
Okay, but what if 20th Century Fox puts a trailer for Die Hard 4 in front of Fantastic Four 2, which will make more money than Die Hard 4?
Yes.
Does Fox pay the theater to show the Die Hard ad in front of the main movie, which is Fantastic Four?
I don't quite know how that stuff works, but it wouldn't surprise me if there's some sort of crap worked out for that where they got to pay some percentage or something. I don't know.
If anyone knows, please email us.
Yeah, we'd like to know about that.
You can go all deep throat, meet us in a parking lot, slide us envelopes, and then we won't reveal your name until you're dead, just like Bob Woodward.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of annoying because the you know your cable bill goes up every year.
Every year? Yeah, at least.
At least. And your ticket prices for the movies go up every year. And there's, like, more ads all the time.
I read something once. If you watch even a show from the 80s, I think the example given was, like, if you watch Star Trek The Next Generation, scenes will be cut down because even between now and the 80s, there's, like,
five more minutes
of commercials per hour of television.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to bring up, because I can't remember what DVD it was, but I was watching some television series on DVD, and it was, like, the hour-long shows or whatever were, like, 48 minutes long or something, and it was from, like, 15, 20 years ago.
And now they're, like, 39.
And then you watch Lost, and they're, like, 42. You know? So it's, like, right there, you know, it's, like, 5-6 minutes that is more commercials that we're getting subjected to.
Ben Kelch and I once discussed doing another Lizard of Death type movie. We actually talked about it again, which we could talk about later. But it was supposed to be a 3-part serial movie, TV show from the 50s, like a Lost pilot.
Okay.
And I looked it up. Off the top of my head, like per half hour of TV in the 50s, there was like 2 minutes of commercials. And now it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's quite a difference. I mean, I couldn't even believe how little it was. It was like... I mean, each spot must have been like 1 minute or 30 seconds or something.
Well, and the thing is...
Do you even watch commercials anyway? That's when you go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, that's... The thing is, too, the thing I think these television executives fail to grasp, and, you know, again, I'm probably in the minority here, but for my particular case, the glut of commercials that are on TV now has actually driven me away from watching shows on television, so I'm not watching any ads, where before I might have watched 5 or 6 minutes of ads in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't watch any. Now I wait for the DVDs to come out of the show if I really want to watch it. Like Lost last year, I gave up on watching that thing on TV because they kept, you know, cutting around each week. Oh, we're going to have a new episode. Oh, now we're going to have a rerun. And then TV just does not lend itself to telling these stories that shows like Lost have, because you have these dramatic arcs in them. And then, oh, we're going to go to commercial for, like, 4 minutes now.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back from commercial, and it's like, okay, what was happening?
Oh, when I watched the season finale of Lost, I swear it was half commercials. It seemed pretty nuts. It was 2 hours.
But it's, you know, they've actually driven me away from watching television. And I've, you know, read there's other people like that too, that they just wait for the DVDs or they TiVo everything or, you know, whatever.
Okay, right. All right, let's move on a little bit here. So basically, consumers are paying to look at ads. I mean, I know you're not there to see the ad, but the ad isn't paying for the venue, so you are paying to see the ad, so to speak.
Yeah.
Sports events have ads plastered all over, which I actually don't think it's as bad because it's kind of, it's like a billboard. It's just
sitting
there.
Yeah, it's just something there. So.
It's not like an ad on TV. It's like if you had to stop your car in front of every billboard for like 30 seconds before you could continue driving.
Yeah.
So billboards aren't that bad. At least it's passive. But as you mentioned, in the front of already way too expensive theatrical releases of movies.
Another thing that they're pushing me away from going to more and more. I go to way less movies than I used to.
Do you notice the bigger movies, though, don't have as many ads? If you like, see like Spider-Man
like
opening
you see
day,
it opening weekend, it's like maybe one or two trailers, and then just bam, they're into the movie. Like, they usually don't even have commercials on the opening weekend, it seems like.
That's good.
Which is a good thing. But then you get to deal with assholes behind you kicking your seat. And
another one is in the front of DVDs.
Yes.
There's actually a... You could actually set a bit in the DVD software that you couldn't even skip past the ads if they so wanted to do that. So I learned that when I encoded the Port Washington DVDs. And actually, I believe the RIAA... Not the RIAA. I believe the MPAA. Some thing
AA.
With two A's in it. Not
some
Mel
Association
AA.
Of America.
Yeah. Anyway, they wanted to, like, make it so you couldn't skip past the ads, or some studio wanted that. I thought I heard that's just
sounds
stupid.
Like a Disney thing.
It's already a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You ever notice, though, it seems like the more successful the movie was in theaters, the less ads it has? I believe that was true of VHS as well.
Yeah. Well, yeah, except National Treasure did pretty well, and I was watching that DVD the other night. I swear there's got to be at least six trailers
well,
on the front of that.
It's
and
Disney.
It's Disney. Because it was like, skip. Skip, you know, here comes Pacifier, skip that, you know, going through, I'm like, Jesus, how many of these are there?
Or that one that's like, you wouldn't steal a car.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do blah, 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 then why steal a DVD? It's like, maybe because it's got so many fucking ads in front of it.
Yeah.
At least when you go on the internet, you can get the actual movie. Not that I would ever do that. Actually, I don't. I think that's stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's Netflix. It's cheap enough.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't even watch movies. What am I talking about?
And they're
about?
A lot better quality that way, too. The ones I've ever seen from people that have pulled them down off the net, they look like shit, usually.
Right, but still, all those ads are annoying.
Yes.
Okay, well, we should probably wrap this topic up pretty soon, but why don't we talk about spam briefly?
Yes.
As in internet email spam.
I always wonder with spam, just think how much faster the internet would be if spam didn't exist. Because, like, at my work, for example, I've seen the statistics, and for my entire company, basically roughly 90% of all email we get gets rejected because it's spam. So 90%, you could figure just 90% of the email that everybody in the world gets is spam. So think of all that shit, and, you know, usually it's just, you know, a few K here and there for size, but you add all that up.
Well, I mean,
that's a lot of crap floating
around. A lot of people probably don't even see half the spam that's sent at them.
Yeah, because a lot of it just gets rejected automatically by ISPs and whatnot, but
I don't get that much. I usually, you know, I get the occasional, like, pump and dump stock scam spam.
Yeah.
Remember those ones that were using an image, like a bitmap or a JPEG, so there was no text to search for?
Yeah.
They must have figured out a way to stop those.
Yeah, they figured that out, too.
Oh, God, that was annoying. It's like, oh, yeah, I think I'll buy this stock. Yeah, this stupid.
And it's like there's spam everywhere because you got your email spam, then you have forum spam, you've got comment spam, like on our WordPress thing, although that AcusMet thing works pretty damn good. From
who clicks on this crap?
Old people.
Okay.
Not to cut on old people, but I mean, I shouldn't say just old people, but like non-computer literate people probably click on it.
Somebody must, otherwise it wouldn't keep going.
Because I see it all the time. You know, like at work, we have these, you know, field people or whatever that come in and their laptop's all blown to shit. And it's just polluted with all kinds of garbage and, you know, spyware and whatever else. And they're the sort of people that click on this garbage. Whether or not they actually purchase whatever the place is selling, I don't know. But So I shouldn't just say old people, because there's some that are very technically savvy. But, you know, I'll offend everybody. I don't care.
But wouldn't the average person in need of V asterisk I asterisk G asterisk R asterisk A asterisk, wouldn't they just, you know, go to their doctor to get it? I mean...
But that's embarrassing.
Oh, so they want to get it online without a prescription?
Yeah, you can, like, that's buy it from Canada or something, or maybe even Nigeria.
Well, I guess that would be some reason to get it. But still, I mean, the frickin' thing that comes in your... I mean, do people... Somebody must click on it, but I just find that hard to believe.
And the thing with a lot of spam, too, anymore, like with a lot of this forum spam and things like that, it's all about getting your links out on the internet and then pinging the search engines to try to drive your particular site up to the top of the rankings. That's why they do that stuff, actually. It's not to get people on the forum, per se, to click on it. It's to get their site linked from as many different sites as possible, which is one of the ways that search engines rank your site.
Oh, yeah, what's the term for that? PageRank,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And so it drives them up, so they end up on the first page of Google then. And then eventually Google figures out how they got up there, and Google will, like, blacklist their address, but then they just go and they do it again. They get a new domain name, do the same thing again.
Lame.
Because if you get on the first page of Google, you know, your odds of making a whole shitload of money. I can't remember what it was. I read somewhere what, like, the sites that are on the first page of Google that come up when you type Viagra in, what their revenue is, but it's just absurd. And, like, Pfizer, I don't even think shows up on the first page of Google when you put in Viagra, even though they're the ones that make the shit.
Oh, so it's all, like, black market or Canadian,
yeah.
Or...
Because usually it'll say, you know, like, buy Viagra here, but then if you look at the link, it'll be, you know, like, www.
Back off blah, the back blah, of the truck.com?
Yeah, something just... or freetireshere.com or whatever, you know, but people don't look at the little green link in there. They just say, oh, look, I can buy Viagra here.
So, I guess these people that spam... They think if they can send out 10 million spams, obviously doesn't cost them anything except for whatever they paid for the email addresses.
And if 5 people buy it, you know.
So they're just abusing the system.
Well, yeah. That's what it's all about. Yay, capitalism. Especially when you're offshore, baby.
Yeah, that's
go
true.
Go batshit.
Oh, damn spam. All right, well, I think we ripped on the advertisements enough.
Yeah,
I would never put
advertisements
on my own website.
Yeah, I never would either. Shameless.
Okay. Well, I've never put a pop under, pop over, or page loading bullshit.
Yeah, I refuse to do that crap.
Those just piss people off. I can't imagine anyone like saying, oh, yes, I would like to take this survey.
Oh. Yeah, I would like to punch George Bush in the face and, you know, win a nickel for my trouble. Well, maybe I would, but oh well.
Okay, next topic. More games based off movies.
Oh, boy.
We basically came up with this topic when we heard about a Dirty Dancing game, because apparently that... We found that so absurd.
It's just ridiculous. And they didn't even do the logical thing. The logical thing is to make, like, a Dance Dance Revolution type game, except make it Dirty Dancing.
You could call it Dirty Dance Dance Revolutioning. Or not.
Inning. Orbocking.
Yes! Orbock.
I just think you could be, like, sitting there dancing and shit, and then you could have, like, Orbock, you know, or, you know, you could have, like, Swayze go, nobody puts baby in a corner.
And then there could be, like, a scene where you had to learn how to dance and whatnot.
Yeah, carry a watermelon.
I mean,
that's in the Wii version, though.
They already have that dance pad. A lot of people have it.
Yeah.
That's made by Konami, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But apparently it's going to be some sort of, like, portable puzzle game, like shovelware.
Which makes no sense.
It'll be like Barbie Horse Adventure or something like that.
I suppose maybe they're trying to make it for, I don't know, are they trying to make it for, like, cell phones and, like, the DS and crap, or what are they trying to do?
I think it's going to be on console, or some,
really?
At least some, it's, I don't think it's a cell phone game, like DS or something.
Because I don't know if they're, like, trying to, you know, reach out to that middle-aged bracket, you know, that, like, grew up and they watch Dirty Dancing.
Oh,
you
come
know,
on,
and,
who is going to download?
And they'll be like, oh, look, a Dirty Dancing game.
Well, maybe someone would.
I bet at least 2 people would, and their names are probably Patrick and Jennifer.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, Orbach can't because he's dead.
But just think, you could like dance to "I've Had the Time of My Life." How can you go wrong? Way to drop the ball, Codemasters, or whoever you are.
Yes. Well, since they ripped the idea off from us anyway,
yes,
we should get
more. We're going to give some more ideas, I guess.
Yep. Well, maybe someone will make a game about cutting your arm open with a
Yes. Note
or whatever that was we did.
See, I might buy a Wii for $100 if they made that game.
What, to cut your arm open?
Yeah, if it was like a Terminator game where
what
you got to
slice. What about Trauma Center? You can cut people open in that.
No, it's not Terminator. It's not Arnold. See, right. I'd push it up from $75 to $100 if they cranked that game out. So there you go, Nintendo. Get the job done. I'll buy one for $100.
Okay, well, let's move on to our picks for... I don't know if you wrote down a list yourself, but...
No, I kind of didn't realize this was the topic till today, so...
It was funny that we actually came up with the same one for one of them. But so, since Dirty Dancing is being made into a video game, which is fairly stupid, we decided to come up with some other movies that should be made into video games. So you want to just take turns, like one each?
Sure.
Okay. Well, the first one I wrote down would be a much better Patrick Swayze-based video game. Clearly, the world needs a video game based off Roadhouse. Which, of course, has Patrick Swayze in it.
Yeah, that's where he tears somebody's throat out, no less.
Now, I wrote down here, it's like Final Fight meets Rocky meets booze. And you could be, like, in this bar and you fight people and... That's pretty much it.
Nice.
Well, you know, or it could be like, remember that Pit Fighter arcade game Atari had?
Mm-hmm.
The not very well digitized characters?
Yes.
Kind of like that. And
back when that was all the rage.
Didn't Roadhouse? Oh, yeah, you could say, it's my way or the highway. And
yeah.
That's a pretty good movie.
I still have to see that.
You haven't?
I've never actually seen it. I saw the throat-ripping scene, which was amusing, but... And then I heard Ben Gazzara just drives around on the wrong side of the road and stuff because he owns the town.
Well, he kind of swerves back and forth, but yeah, he pretty much
does
whatever
he wants. That's what I'd do if I owned the town. I'd just drive on the sidewalk and just do whatever the hell I wanted. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, someone like cuts the meat cute scene is someone like slices a hole in Patrick Swayze and he goes into the doctor and he's like, stitch this up. I don't need anesthesia or whatever. He like sits there and stitches it. It's like, oh, come on. What doctor would do this?
Nice.
All right. I guess we could talk about this next one. This is funny. We both had this idea. So go ahead. Yes. Take it away.
Oh, is this Larry of Arabia?
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Lawrence of Arabia. One of the finest films ever made.
It's pretty good.
Yes. It does so, rule.
So I have an MMO here. What were you thinking?
That sounds pretty reasonable. I was thinking, you know, it's that epic sort of game, so, you know, movie that could be turned into a game, and
right.
I could see it where it could go down that path, because they kind of made that Lord of the Rings MMO now.
So is that catching on, I wonder? Or?
I don't know, it just came out, like, a couple of weeks ago. So
seems like if
it's
any bit good, it could.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't play those, so I won't play it, but...
It'd be pretty cool, because you got, like... He had old Anthony Quinn. You could have him running around in there, being a river to his people.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Peter O'Toole, and be a good time.
Wasn't Claude Rains in that movie, too?
Yes.
And Alec Guinness.
There were tons of people. Yeah, Guinness was
that's
in
a good movie.
Hell yeah.
Should watch that again one of these days.
See, that's one of those movies where I'm like... Every now and then I think, you know, well, at least they can never remake Lawrence of Arabia, but I probably should keep that thought to myself because some idiot will probably try to do it.
Well, it's but not terribly likely, though, because it's World War One.
Yeah, it's not a very well-known...
occurred.
Yeah, and it's not a very well-known character, you know, person or whatever, and it would probably cost, like, about $400 to $500 million if they made it today.
And it would be done by Michael Bay.
Oh, God. Yeah, not David Lean.
Lawrence of Arabia would be like, he'd be like, shit just got real.
It'd be hyper-edited. It would have the most edits of any movie ever.
Yes, especially if it's 3 hours long.
Yes.
I did watch Armageddon the other day. I don't know why I had some sick desire.
Jeez, Dale's getting to you.
It's just, you know, besides the guns in space and a few other stupid things, it's not a bad movie. It's just...
And that animal crackers scene.
Oh, yeah, that was the other thing. Yeah.
That's pretty bad news.
That was terrible. Oh, God. It's like, I'm Ben Affleck. I'm going to impersonate Steve Irwin on camera. And then Liv Tyler's like, you wonder if anyone else in the world is doing this right now? And you're thinking, God, I hope not. Asteroid couldn't get here soon enough if that was the case. But I'm going to go see Transformers now. I caved on that.
Yes!
Yeah. Okay.
I broke him and Dale.
I mean, you got to like this next one I have here. Video game based off The Transporter.
Yes.
Cargo.
See, that'd be a cool game because you could have like the fighting stuff and the driving stuff. And you could make it like mission-based with like all these different... You know, it'd be kind of like a Grand Theft Auto almost. Except
or
with,
Crazy Taxi with guns.
Yeah. Like with better fighting dynamics and all that sort of stuff. But yeah.
That'd be a cool game.
That could be pretty wicked.
So there
just
you
don't
go,
base it on the second movie.
Ugh. Go ahead and steal that idea from us. And it's like you stole Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Which obviously we have the rights to. You got another one in your brain there, Jones?
Well, one that would kind of go along with this one. I was kind of thinking like the Road Warrior would make a interesting video game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'd be, again, you can tell I'm a big driving game fan, but
well,
but you could have that, and...
The movie has to lend itself to a game mechanic.
Yeah.
It has to have, like, fighting in it, or driving. I mean, you certainly couldn't make, like, a Joy Luck Club movie, or game.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Although they did make a Dirty Dancing game, they're gonna make
but
a
But at
dirty
least dancing is a genre of video games, albeit a niche one. Oh, we should talk about Guitar Hero 3.
But yeah, it's... And you can't go wrong... And Mel Gibson in a game.
Oh,
so,
right. The Road Warrior
game. The Road Warrior thing, so.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And you got the cool stuff, you know, where you're, like, that whole end chase scene, that could just be nuts in a game, you know, where you're on that, like, that tanker truck, and you gotta, like, you could go, like, jumping between vehicles to get up to the one you need to be on and all that, and fighting people along the way, and it could be a good time.
Grabbing shotgun shells off the hood of your truck.
You could just make a Mad Max game that goes through, like, all three movies.
Does it have to have Tina Turner in it,
though? You can bring Tina Turner back.
I just never was a huge fan of the third one. It just seemed like too much of a third movie.
Yeah. Which we've had a few of those this year. But anyway.
Actually, the first Mad Max, I didn't think it was all that great anyway. I mean, it was okay, but...
See, I like the first one better than any of them, but...
What?
The first one doesn't lend itself as well to being a video game, so...
Oh, come on. I'll drop that tanker for you.
How about that part at the end where he makes that, he's like, gives the guy that hacksaw?
Oh, that was cool.
And he's like, you know, it'll take you 10 minutes to hack through that chain, or, you know, 3 minutes to hack through your arm or something like that, and he's got him handcuffed to this thing that's going to explode.
That was very Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. And then he just drives away, and then you see it explode in the background.
And he's like, oh, I'm Mel Gibson. Well, speaking of Clint Eastwood, I have another game from a movie here. The Man with No Name trilogy.
Oh, yes, I actually thought of this as well, of course, because...
I know, you'd buy it.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is my favorite movie ever. And
you'd be, like, camped outside the store, like, I want this game!
That's right, he'd be banging down the door. Give it to me!
I mean, you know, they made a Godfather game.
Yeah.
I've never seen The Godfather, but I'm sure it's overrated. I mean, you can't tell me, like, you know, the... Clint Eastwood Western movies don't have enough of an audience that you could justify a game.
Oh, yeah, they got a pretty... Actually, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly on the IMDb, I think it's, like, ranked number 4 now, all time, which frickin' rocks.
Well, that's good for an older movie. I mean, yeah. A lot of these new movies, they're very fickle, you know, where, like, Lord of the Rings is, like, the 10th best movie or some... Give me a fucking break.
Yeah, I see those have started to drop, thankfully, but yes, this would rock for a game, because, it would lend itself really well, and there's like, I still have never really played a great Western video game.
What about that gun game?
See, I never got to play that one.
I know Dale
played
that.
What was the one that Dale was playing? The
Red Dead Revolver.
Oh, yeah, which was okay, it looked like, but...
Yeah, it wasn't... I don't think it was... It had a lot of Rockstar wankiness to it.
Yeah.
Wow, we're ripping on a lot of companies today. It might be a new record. Companies, countries, whatever we can think of. Next week, we're going to rip on the moon.
But the Man with No Name trilogy would rock. Cause
so, what, like an FPS or what?
It could almost be kind of Oblivion-esque, probably.
That would be cool. It's got to have Tuco in it.
Yes. Because you figure you got, like, the first movie where he's just in that town playing those two families off against each other, getting them to kill each other.
And people could send you on missions and stuff.
Yeah, between them. And then the second movie, you know, is where, what is it? He's like the bounty hunter, him and Lee Van Cleef are, and then...
Oh, they're trying to get, like, those 12 outlaws?
Yeah.
That would lend itself to a game, 12 outlaws, 12 stages, 12 different locations.
Yeah. And there's a lot of great locations in it, too, like that bar where they catch old Klaus Kinski.
I definitely like the second one better than the first one.
Yeah. For a few dollars more, which is the second one, it's an excellent movie, too. Of course, it's no The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, but...
There'd have to be a mini game where you could, like, shoot a hat in the air.
Yes! Be like a mini game.
That contraption almost took your life.
You could get an achievement for it on the 360
for that, shooting, you know, all these games. I would buy that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Westerns are my favorite kind of movie.
Yep, mine
and I like
too.
Video games.
It's just a shame they don't make any good ones anymore. Really,
okay, but. So it seems like EA would be the ones to make this.
Yeah, I think so.
EA, you should definitely... I mean, Clint's still kicking, but he's getting kind of old. So get him to record a bunch of dialogue to make this game. Like, get three coffins ready.
Well, and somebody was actually making a Dirty Harry game. I don't know if that's still going on, but he was doing the voice for that.
That's not as interesting, though.
Yeah,
I mean,
it just falls into that same... You know, there's so many games like that where this would be unique. Because, you know, you can name a couple of Western games that have been made, but there aren't very many. And there hasn't been a great one yet. So this
and it would
is
have
like a great opportunity,
and
to,
it's based off the best westerns,
yes.
Not the hotel. And plus, you get Clint Eastwood and Eli Wallach still
Eli's
alive.
Eli's still kicking too.
Lee Van Cleef bought
he
it.
He died a long time ago, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would be a really good game. I think that's one of the best ones we've talked about so far. And it's
yeah.
got a great iconic score, and you could ride your horse around, and
yeah.
you could have cinematics with ridiculous close-ups of people's eyes.
Yes.
Now, okay, if you were making a Good, the Bad, and the Ugly game, you know how allegedly, you know, the third movie is actually a prequel?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
How would you do that in the timeline? Or would that be like Clint Begins?
You know, that'd be interesting. I think I'd still save it for third, because it's so subtle that most people don't even really realize that. Because the only hint you ever get at it is when he gets his poncho from that guy that's dying and puts it on, and that's... when he, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. First gets it, supposedly, you know, and so that's why it's thought of as the prequel, actually, but...
Well,
so there you go, take that, George Lucas. Sergio Leone pissed all over your prequel idea
pissed
long
all over
before.
A lot of prequel ideas.
He made the greatest prequel
God,
of
that
them
would
all.
Be a really awesome... You could have, like, a stagecoach thing, a train sequence, just,
yeah.
you know... Might as well just rip off every old movie. Rip off The Wild Bunch. Rip off Two Mules for Sister Sarah.
Yeah.
You know, like, have to shoot dynamite under a train. You have to shoot off Tuco's rope when they're hanging him.
Yeah.
That'd be an
That'd
awesome
be
game.
Kick ass.
Somebody
make that.
You sell at least two copies.
Yeah. You can ship us each a copy for free for giving you the idea. Although I would gladly pay for one, but...
Okay, do you have any
That's
more? I have one more movie game.
The only one I thought of was, like, Forrest Gump.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting.
It'd be an interesting game to make, I think, because it has, like, so many genres in it. Because, you know, he goes to Vietnam, so you got the war stuff. And then he... Actually, I guess before that's when he's in college, right? Playing football and all that stuff.
And then he plays ping pong.
And then he plays ping pong in there. So you have, like, all these different genres of games... and it could almost be like a Sims-type game with action. So you'd have like these action sequences mingled in with the Sims stuff, because you would have to, you know, go around and find Jenny and all that stuff, and go find Mama and all that crap, and I don't know how you'd make it all work, but it was a very popular movie, and it could be a very quirky game. It probably would lend itself to the Wii, sadly enough, because it would have like a lot of mini-games and crap in it, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so, I don't know, Forrest Gump could be interesting.
Yeah, okay. All right, got one more here. I'll just make this really short, because I know they've made games before. A well-done first-person shooter die-hard game.
And an Indiana Jones would be good, too, because nobody's made a good Indiana Jones game yet, I don't think. I've never played one, anyway.
But there's one coming for PS3.
Yeah, I've heard they're developing one. Hopefully it'll be worth a shit.
It uses some sort of, like, new physics engine or something. Like, the engine, like, actually develops the animations on the fly.
It's kind of like, so you get like the really good limb effects and all that stuff when the right, bodies like, are if flying you, like, around.
It's not just ragdoll physics. It's like say you like punch a guy and he falls against the wall. The way he falls against the wall and picks himself back up will be based off of his environment. It won't be like pre-scripted.
Hmm.
It's supposed to be pretty interesting. I think it's PS3 only.
Wow, that could be cool. I know I've seen screenshots of it. So.
Yeah, it was like one who's like fighting people on a San Francisco
like
rail
on the
car.
Trolley or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, of course that's where he lives. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, of course, hey, don't they start filming Indiana Jones 4: The Search for More Money this week?
Ugh. Like Lucas and Spielberg need any more money.
Really? I mean, I like them both. I like Spielberg more, but
yeah.
It's almost too bad someone else couldn't do it. I'm not saying Len Wiseman should do it.
I want to see Spielberg. The thing that pisses me off about Indy 4, not to get flying way off topic, but the thing that pisses me off about it is that now Spielberg's not making that Abe Lincoln movie that he was going to make.
At all?
Well, I think it's been pushed back, but, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll get pushed back, and then Liam Neeson will get committed to something else, and they just won't make it at all, which would piss me off. Because I wanted to see that. I've never seen a goddamn Abe Lincoln movie. Liam Neeson kicks ass. Spielberg kicks ass. Make
right, but you know what'll
thing.
Happen at the end of the at the end of the Abe Lincoln movie if it's Spielberg.
He'll live?
No, he'll get shot. And then there'll be another 20 minutes of them hunting down John Wilkes Booth.
That's right.
And he'll be like, well, this is an Abe Lincoln movie. Shouldn't it be over now that he's dead?
Oh, no, you got to show the hunt.
Actually, Abe Lincoln lived for about a day after he got shot. I mean, yeah. Well, he lived a little bit longer. It wasn't like he died instantly.
Yeah, it was the next day when he... I mean, it probably wasn't a full day, but... Because he got shot at night or whatever, but then, mm-hmm. Yeah, he lived to the next day.
A while longer. Because wasn't it just like a Derringer, which would be like a 22?
Yeah. But then, see, if they don't show the John Wilkes Booth stuff, then they can make a sequel. It's called John Wilkes Booth with Gary Oldman. Because then he'll have killed two presidents in movies.
Okay, well, shall we wrap things up by talking about the Xbox 360 Elite and your DVD drive?
Sure.
Go for it.
Oh, don't you have any questions?
Oh, I guess I will ask you questions then.
Sure.
So, how does one transfer one's data from the old 20-gig hard drive onto one's Xbox 360 Elite?
I guess there's multiple ways. I guess, interestingly enough, Microsoft, in their infinite wisdom, and I guess I can see why they did this, but still, it's just a cable. They, with the Elite, when you buy it, there's like this transfer cable thing that you can get. But the Elite doesn't come with it. But if you go and buy the 120-gig hard drive at the store by itself, it comes with that cable. Now, I haven't used this thing, but supposedly you just, like, link them together somehow. I don't know if it links the two 360s together. Well, no, it wouldn't because it's the two hard drives, so let's somehow link those together. But then
it'll... It has a power supply, then.
Yeah, and it'll transfer all the data from the one hard drive to the other, and then you're supposed to throw the cable away afterwards. Me, I thought this sounded dangerous, so I went and bought this thing called the Datel X-Port, or whatever, for like $30, and what you can do with that, and it was actually something I'd wanted to do anyways, was I can actually make an image of my hard drive, so you plug your 20-gig hard drive into it or whatever, make an image onto your machine, so then if that hard drive ever took a crap, I'd be able to recover my game saves.
Does it have that combo power and SATA data thing where it's like kind of a long, thin strip?
It's just got two USB cords on it is all. Plugs in and runs right off that. Makes your image and
you
everything.
You plug it into your Xbox?
No, you plug it into your PC.
Right, but then how do you plug
it's it got
into
like
the hard drive?
It's got a big cradle on it.
Oh, I'm thinking of the hard drive itself, but not the hard drive module that has that different plug on it. I'm sorry.
Yep. But yeah, that's where that goes. You just plug it on there just like you're plugging it onto the 360. And then you make your image, and then you can plug in your 120-gig hard drive into that thing, open up the image file on the computer, and then pull whatever you want out of it. So I just pulled like my profiles from my old hard drive.
And you put them into over. The 120 gigs image?
Yep. You just put them
in the 120 gig have a different file allocation table since it has more memory?
Yeah, it has the same directory structure. Like when you open up the hard drive in there, there's...
Oh, so you're not doing like a straight clone. You're actually copying data.
No, because you can't do a straight clone. If I went and tried to restore my image from my 20 gig drive to the 120 gig, I'd have a dead hard drive. Because there's a security sector on the hard drive that if you overwrite that, it'll basically invalidate the drive. So that's one thing you don't want to do, and there's a lot of warnings in the software about do not do this, and it'll flash up at you and all that when if you make the mistake of trying to do it. But yeah, so I just copied over like my profiles, which include all my game saves and stuff, and it was a pretty painless process.
That's cool. Is it pretty fast?
Yeah. Yeah, it was quick. It took less than half an hour to make the image of the 20 gig drive.
So did you copy over all of your, you know, like video downloads and demos and all that?
Yeah, because basically what it does, it doesn't matter how much crap you've got on your drive when you make the image, it images the whole drive.
Oh, okay.
So it's going to take up 19 point, you know, whatever gigs, no matter how much crap you've got on it, so.
All right, then. Let's see. What's my next question?
Oh, and one thing I discovered in copying data over is one thing that I have seen in forums and stuff where people that bought Elites are kind of ticked off about, and I can kind of understand it, but it's related to this the DRM stuff that Microsoft's using for their arcade titles. And if you, like, let's say on my old 20 gig 360, I bought Pac-Man or Uno or whatever and downloaded it. On that 360, I could play that full-blown game when I'm offline. My wife could play it under her profile, the full-blown game. On my Elite, I can go on and easily re-download everything from Xbox Live, or I copied the stuff over with my export thing that I bought. But when I do that on the Elite, it only lets me play the full-blown version of the game if I'm logged in with the profile that bought the game, and I actually have to be on live to play it.
Hmm, that's strange.
Which is horseshit, I think. But I, you know, I assume it's their way of trying to control people just throwing full-blown games on memory cards and taking them to their friends' houses and stuff and throwing it on there and, oh, look, you got the full game now. That's my guess, is why they're doing that.
Probably has some sort of code in the download that links it to your username. Kind of like the DRM-free iTunes tracks apparently does.
So now, what I'm going to do is on my old 20 gig, that's where I'm going to buy all my games so my wife can still play the full version, and then I'm going to re-download them onto my Elite so I can play them under my profile. So screw you, Microsoft. I'll have two of them online at once. Because I paid for it, and I don't think my wife should have to pay for it again. Come and get me. I talk about your product in a good light 99% of the time, but this is one time where you're dropping the ball, so.
He's one cop who's had enough. Well, I don't even have an Xbox 360 yet, so I guess I can't share the pain.
Yes. It's not a huge deal, but it's annoying, I guess, you know.
Okay, well, moving right along, so what do you think of the 360 versus your old 360?
I like it. The HDMI is nice. I have been able to tell a difference.
Oh, okay, because you used to play it on HD with component cables.
Yeah, and things, you know, do look a bit crisper and more defined. Like, there were certain things, like I noticed when the Crackdown, when Crackdown's loading, it has, like, this big, I don't know, some sort of object spinning on the screen to symbolize loading. And that always looked just slightly blurry before, or when I was playing it last night, it was nice and clear. And everything just looks just that little bit clearer with it.
And then you said you also got an HD DVD drive add-on?
Yeah. Well, one other thing with the Elite is I noticed, like, when you're browsing through the dashboard and stuff, everything seems to load, like, way faster. So I don't know if it uses a larger chunk of hard drive space for a cache or something along those lines, or even virtual memory. I don't know how the 360 handles that sort of stuff, but it's, I don't know, it seems like everything loads, like, way faster. It could also be just because it's a fresh machine that I haven't been using for a year either, much like a Windows PC. But yeah, so that's pretty cool, too.
Cool. And then your HD DVD drive?
The HD DVD drive, when it works, is pretty cool. I've had a lot of problems with it, so I'm actually going to take it back to where I bought it from and
get a new
one. That's the beauty of a warranty. yeah, it was very bizarre. I bought it. I finally decided to take the jump because I'd read a lot of reviews online, and basically everybody said, you know, for the price, you can't beat it. And it has
so
a lot of great features.
So you jumped in.
Yes, I got in there, or jumped in, as Microsoft would like it to be. They had this good deal where if you bought the Matrix trilogy and the DVD add, or HD add-on, you got like two more movies for free. So I'm like, what the hell?
WB movies?
Anything you wanted.
It just really?
It just couldn't be TV, box sets, stuff like that. But shit, the two movies I got were stickered at $35 a piece, so got them
cool.
for free. And it was The Fountain and Children of Men, by the way, both kick-ass movies.
I saw Children of Men.
But it was interesting because I got the HD thing home, you know, and I'm all excited to hook it up. And on the Elite, it's nice because you just plug it in and it works right away. I guess if you plug it into, like, an older 360...
Well, we did that before. Remember, you had to use that disc.
Yep, you have to use the disc. But apparently the Elite, they have it all loaded up already where it's aware. And, but I got it home, and I go and I'm like, well, it'd be cool to watch some, you know, the Matrix trilogy. I'll just pop in some scenes, put in the first disc, can't read disc. Put in Matrix Reloaded, can't read disc. Put in Matrix Revolutions, that worked. I'm like, hmm. So then I put in The Fountain, Children of Men, King Kong. Those all worked great. So at first I'm like, oh, it must be a problem with those discs for whatever reason, because I had noticed in some forums where people said they had some issues with some of the actual media. So I took that back the next day, got another one, bring it home.
You mean The Matrix?
Yeah. None of those worked. None of them, not even the third movie. And then I put in, like, The Fountain, and that wouldn't work either. And I'm like, this is interesting. Oddly enough, Children of Men and Kong still worked, which are both Universal movies. Don't know why that would be. But then I was like, what else could I try that would be asinine? Well, I've got my HD DVD player sitting horizontal. Let's try setting it vertical. I set it vertical. All the discs worked.
Oh, no. That reminds me of the disc scratching issue that seems to be a problem with the 360.
But then, the next day, I come along. Discs don't work again. Set it horizontal again. Discs still pretty much didn't work. Wiggled it around a bit. Set it back down. And Fountain disc worked again. So I'm like, there's definitely something wrong with this player, so I gotta take that back probably tomorrow. But when it works, it's very awesome. The picture quality is superb, and I've got the HDMI, which probably helps with that, I would assume.
And those all run 1080p, right?
Yep.
Now, is it just the Xbox video game graphics that render internally at 720 and scale up the games?
I'm not sure.
The DVDs run full res, I wonder?
Yep.
They might. I guess they might as
That's
well.
That's what they say.
Cool.
And the big thing I noticed with HD DVD was the sound. There's like a huge difference in sound over a plain old DVD. Because I noticed I was playing The Fountain, and there's a lot of like orchestral, you know, score type parts in it that are louder. And then there's a lot of like softer speaking parts in it. A normal DVD, I have to sit there with the remote in my hand and like punch the volume down a few notches when like the action scenes or big music scenes come up, and then when the quieter scenes come up, then I have to bump the volume up a few notches from where I would normally have it. Where with this, I didn't have to do any of that. I left it set at one place and you could hear everything. So it handles like the range a lot better, and like bass hits and stuff seem to like be much more focused.
It's possible they use the extra space to have non-compressed audio.
Yeah, I would guess so.
DVD can use non-compressed audio, but it
they
usually
don't,
doesn't.
Because they fill the disc up with
multiple
a
language
bunch of stuff.
Tracks or director commentary.
Yeah.
Actually, if you had... Well, I found that out when I was doing Port Washington. If you had more than one audio track, I mean, you could get one non-compressed audio track, but if you want, like, two, which most DVDs do have,
yeah,
there's no way you'd be able to get two uncompressed audio tracks on there, because that would be, like, half the disc.
Yeah.
So, that could be why. They use the extra space for non-compressed audio.
Yeah. That's really cool. I'm liking it a lot when it's working, so I just got to get a player that works all the time, and then I'll be very happy. So, it was interesting, too, watching the Matrix movies, because I did get them to work that one night or whatever, so I popped in a couple of them, and it's amazing how much clearer those are, too. Like, You know, like where you see, where they have the shots where it's like you're looking at the Matrix and you see all the green shit going up and down, yep. And it's like a clock or whatever. You can actually, like, make out what all the characters are and stuff, like, nice and sharp, where normally that's all kind of fuzzy looking and stuff. Mm-hmm. So, it's a good time.
We'll have to have a shitty movie night HD.
That's
one of
right.
These days, 'cause
we tried to do that one time, but Tomb Raider didn't show up in time, but... Now it won't matter because I've got the HD player, so
we could do it at our leisure.
Now, only if New Line would put out Dungeons and Dragons in
HD. I kind of highly doubt that'll happen anytime soon.
Now that would be a good time.
Yes. All right. Well, we better wrap things up here. Yes. I don't know what to really say in closing. Oh, if you hear this, you should go to the Midwest Gaming Classic. Information on my site, or go to MidwestGamingClassic.com, and I guess we'll talk at you next time.
Yeah, get in there.